My wife, she was at a burn unit, and they used HBOT all the time for people that had severe burns. It's flooding the oxygen, taking those inflammatory signals down and bringing the anti-inflammatory signals up so your body can heal. And if it's doing that for a burn victim, then it must be doing so much more, so to speak, internally than we can even see.
So it's pushing oxygen into the plasma and every cell in your body, not just the red blood cells. You need oxygen for your cells to make ATP, which is the energy that your mitochondria needs to do its job. Hyperbaric oxygen therapy turns off pro-inflammatory genes and it turns on anti-inflammatory genes. It's extremely wonderful for tissue regeneration, wound healing, nerve regeneration, blood vessel regeneration. They put people that have had strokes, traumatic brain injuries, concussive protocols. It will improve your sleep. It will improve your brain fog, mental clarity overall, because you're getting all this oxygen to your brain and it's very healing.
So you're literally slowing aging.
Yes.
Reversing aging.
Yeah.
I can't make that claim, but I will. I had no idea that this would be one of those things that we would put in that 80-20 when it comes to reducing your inflammation and getting your body to trigger the anti-inflammation system, et cetera, to continue to speed up your journey and get you to where you need to be. Welcome back, everybody. Nicole, how are you?
I'm so good. I'm so excited to be here. Yeah.
I'm excited to have you too, and I'm excited for today's subject. Last week, we talked about some sort of different, cool, interesting, I use the word hacks, that people could do that might help them improve their health. Outside of those cool free ones we talked about, you know, getting enough sleep, resetting your circadian rhythm, basic supplementation, etc. If you didn't hear that episode, please go listen to it. We've done some prior episodes here at FastFit with Jim Keen talking about what we call the 80-20 when it comes to all these like biohacking devices. And one thing we talked a lot about in those episodes are where the research is heavy, like saunas, versus where it's not heavy, like maybe some of these weird biochargers and things like that. And so that there's an earlier episode on that. One thing we didn't talk about in those episodes, and I don't know enough about, is HBOT. And so I'd love for you to tell our audience today what it is, why it's good for you, and where they can learn more about it. So.
Okay. I do want to say that I'm certified in hyperbaric oxygen therapy medicine. And I cannot tell you how beneficial hyperbaric oxygen therapy is. And we call it HBOT or HBOT. So it's basically putting you at pressures that are under the sea pressures. So 1.3 is like, I don't know, 10 feet under the sea, okay. Right? So the higher pressure and atmosphere you go in a tank, the deeper it would be under the sea.
Okay. And what is that doing physiologically in your body?
So it's pushing oxygen into the plasma and every cell in your body, not just the red blood cells that hold oxygen.
Okay.
So once they get saturated, it goes everywhere. And so you need oxygen for your cells to make ATP, which is the energy that your mitochondria needs to do its job.
Okay. So you're getting more oxygen saturation by doing HBOT.
In every cell in your body.
In every cell. Yeah. So is this one reason why HBOT is used often for injuries like tendons and capillaries and things that are struggle to get oxygen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it helps that area not only with oxygen, but hyperbaric oxygen therapy turns off pro-inflammatory genes and it turns on anti-inflammatory genes. So it will significantly reduce your overall inflammatory load.
Wow.
Which is the cause of a lot of what's going on in our bodies and chronic disease and where our symptoms come from.
Yeah. My wife, Tiffany, I think I've talked about this before. When she and I met, we were both, well, she was in nursing school and I was pretending to go to nursing school. And then, so she was a nurse in the ER for a long time and she worked at a level one trauma place. And so they had a lot of, for a while, she was wrapping up her classes. She was at a burn unit. And they used HBOT all the time for people that had severe burns.
Incredible for healing.
And so I think that's another good example of what you're saying here. It's flooding the oxygen, taking those inflammatory signals down and bringing the anti-inflammatory signals up so your body can heal. And if it's doing that for a burn victim, right, then it must be doing so much more, so to speak, internally than we can even see.
Yeah, absolutely. It's extremely wonderful for regeneration. tissue regeneration, wound healing, nerve regeneration, blood vessel regeneration. They give it to, they put people that have had strokes, traumatic brain injuries, concussive protocols. Like, it's huge.
Wow. And so what does it look like? What is this? Is it miserable? Is it challenging? What's it look like to use it?
So a soft chamber, they're smaller, and you typically you would have to lay down in them and zip yourself up in it. Okay. And it's smaller. So if you're claustrophobic, it could be a little bit of a challenge. But they do have some that you can sit in, walk in, roll a wheelchair in, zip them up. So they're different kinds of soft chambers, and they go to about 1.3 atmospheres, which is a low atmosphere, but still effective. And then you have hard chambers, which are still, and wherever you go, you need to make sure that they're FDA approved.
Okay.
Period. Because they're just, the safety checks are huge.
Yeah. You don't want to be playing around with
no
one that's not regulated.
So you go in the chamber. The hard chambers are usually bigger. Two people can get in there. And you either wear an oxygen mask or a little oxygen nasal cannula, like you see on ER or some of the medical shows on TV. And so you're breathing in oxygen while the pressure is pushing it in to the plasma and your cells.
And do you feel pressure? Do you feel anything at all? Or is it...
The only thing that people feel really is your ears getting pressure behind your tympanic membranes. So like when you're going up in an airplane, you will have to be able to clear your ears or pop your ears. So
that's the thing to expect.
Blowing out, swallowing, chewing gum for the swallowing to open up those little tympanic membranes and release that pressure.
Yeah. And so you mentioned the steel ones, and then you mentioned the soft shell, and you said 1.3, and you said it is effective. So is there sort of a debate around this? Like, what's the difference between?
So there has been, and for a long time, 1.3 was called a sham. Like, it didn't do anything.
Huh.
It's not enough pressure to really move the needle in any direction. And Dr. Jason Saunders, in one of his PhD, got from University of Miami, which my husband went to.
Nice. Miami or okay. Okay, just in Ohio, or this is in Miami?
No, Florida, yeah, okay. The real one.
Yeah, the real one, exactly.
Yeah.
We made some people happy just now, and we pissed off some other people.
Yes. Sorry, guys. So anyway, he did his PhD on comparing 1.3 to 2.0, which is the general atmosphere that people have been treated at with the most studies. Okay. And what it showed was 1.3 turns off certain inflammatory markers, 2.0 turns off certain, but together they also turn off some together. So it was really interesting that they both lower inflammatory load, some different, some the same.
Yeah, so if somebody's looking up HBOT, I imagine probably where most of our fast fit studios, because we're in major metropolitan areas, Austin, Seattle, Denver, et cetera, it's common to find an HBOT center. And what I hear you saying is if there's a location they can go that have these devices, it just because one might be soft shell doesn't mean it's not going to be effective for them.
Absolutely.
Okay. But then, of course, if they can get access to either steel, that might be better, or both, that could be optimal.
Yeah. I mean, alternating would be really cool, depending on what you're trying to target.
Mm-hmm.
And doing a genetic test to see where your inflammatory markers are that you might be suffering from situations, like Intellix DNA is really amazing.
Tell me more about that.
So it's a swab, and they have different panels, but they have a cardiometabolic panel, they have a mental panel, they have a female panel. Like, I can't even tell you how many genetic variants that they show you to see. These are the variants you have, like APOE4,
yeah,
and MTHFR. And so if you have these, you're more prone to these diseases. And here's the things that you can do to keep them from turning on.
Right, which is beautiful.
It's a fantastic tool. And their tool is a live document. So the research that goes into that, whatever you bought, if they have new research, they will put that in there and it's available to you forever.
Oh, wow. So you're getting updated information as we learn.
Yes.
That's powerful.
It's really incredible for disease prevention and health, overall health, and as is HBOT, so.
Yeah, and we talked about that in a prior episode, and we should double down here, is like, please don't stick your head in the sand when it comes to testing, because even though there's this cliche, this saying that's like ignorance is bliss, it's not. And when it comes to chronic disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, like early detection, so you can create those right habits and come up with those proper strategies, it's vital.
Yeah.
And so,
and HBOT can be an adjunct therapy for cancer.
Really?
At a higher than 2.0 atmosphere can really help with that reduction of inflammation and how the cancer is trying to feed.
Yeah. So what are some other use cases? I mean, it sounds like in general, it's just great, but what are some other use cases that if somebody came to you, I mean, I mentioned like physical things, if somebody's healing from an issue with their tendons or things like that, but yeah, maybe some other issues that people would bring to you and you're like, hey, you've got to do HBOT.
Any eczema.
Okay.
Yes. Any skin inflammatory thing, any injury, any post-surgical thing, pre and post-surgery to make sure that your inflammatory load is low before you go into surgery and to get it down after surgery.
Wow.
Pre and post-plastic surgery. Obviously, concussions with all the kids and their football, you know, sports, strokes, sleep. It will improve your sleep. It will improve your brain fog, just your mental clarity overall, because you're getting all this oxygen to your brain. And it's very healing.
Yeah. Okay. And so if somebody wanted to get started, is there sort of a minimum dose that's effective, or like what would be, how would somebody include this in their protocol without doing it every single day, if that makes sense?
So it's really individualized.
Okay.
What protocol that you need, but no less than 3 days a week.
Okay.
And don't go more than 2 days off.
Okay.
And I would say, let's just say a good session length is 20.
Okay.
At whatever atmosphere that is right for whatever is going on with you.
Cool. So you're actually doing this targeted. It's like a sprint. You're like, all right, we're going to do 20 sessions and we're going to do them this close together so we can heal that thing or those things.
Yes.
Versus, just do it once a week for the rest of your life kind of thing. There's ways to make it more effective to get you where you need to
be.
You can
pulse it. You can do it once a year. You can do it till you feel better, you know, whatever it is, whether it's healing from a surgery or whatever. But also there's science to show that at 40 and 60 sessions, it lengthens your telomeres that are the end caps of your DNA to protect your DNA from damage.
So you're literally slowing aging.
Yes.
Reversing aging.
Yeah.
I can't make that claim, but I will. that's so cool. Where would people do it here in the Austin area?
So there's a few places around. Restore.
Okay.
Is also an IV clinic, little biohacking place, but they have soft chambers, similar to Restore's. Matter has hard chambers. They're really cool. You kind of sit in, and ATX Hyperbarics has hard chambers in Westlake, Lakeway, and Round Rock. And that's all I can think of
right now
here in the Austin area.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. Awesome.
Oh, no, Alive and Well just got a chamber, soft chamber.
Alive and Well. Okay, yes. Great. Well, so people would probably just search HBOT, I imagine, and that's something that they could find in their area. And I did not know that. I mean, I knew that I have actually been in one, and it was really cool.
Yeah.
And I liked the experience, and I've known about it, again, from that sort of like wound healing perspective from my wife being a nurse, but I had no idea that this would be one of those things that we would put in that 80-20 when it comes to reducing your inflammation and getting your body to trigger the anti-inflammation system, et cetera, to continue to speed up your journey and get you to where you need to be. That's really cool.
So please look up Dr. Jason Saunders.
Cool.
And I think his website is hbotusa.com. And on there, he has a ton of research that you can look up on the papers and what it's for and how it works. He's a wealth of information.
Awesome. I love it. Well, thanks today. I'm going to do that. And you'll see me in some hyperbaric oxygen chambers myself.
Yay, health and wellness.
I love it. All right, Nicole. So what a great episode. Next time, let's get into hormone replacement therapy, GLPs. These are, we do episodes about these. We talk about these. And at the same time, we continue to get questions. There's a lot of noise out there about these things. So I want to make sure we hear your voice on it.
Great.
All right, we'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Fast Fit Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at fastfit.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make exercise simple, empowering, and a part of a life well lived. See you next time.